Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a former clerical officer at the Department of Social Protection in Letterkenny has been jailed for selling confidential information to private investigators. It's emerged that three of the four Garda districts in Donegal cannot accept new Garda recruits because they don't have training capabilities. Despite the urgent need for fireproofing measures at the new block at Letterkenny University Hospital, work has yet to be carried out. And a Donegal councillor wants the authority to establish a forum to discuss issues affecting border communities and draw up strategies to attract more EU funding. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, a former clerical officer at the Department of Social Protection in Letterkenny, who received more than €20,000 in return for confidential information on social welfare recipients, has been jailed today. Rory Lenehan, with an address at Ballindirk in Letterkenny, admitted 12 sample charges out of a total of 41. Today he was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment on each of the 12 counts to run concurrently with the final year suspended. The outcome has been welcomed by the Data Protection Commissioner's Office, as Catherine Gaffney now reports.
In a statement, Assistant Commissioner Tony Delaney said that today's sentencing hearing brings to an end lengthy court proceedings which followed separate investigations by An Garda Síochána Síochána and the Data Protection Commissioner, which began in December 2010. The DPC conducted a detailed investigation in 2010 to 2011 of three companies in the insurance sector. They established that the social welfare information had been supplied to the insurance companies by a firm of private investigators, having been disclosed to them by the defendant in today's proceedings, Mr. Rory Lenehan. The case has been described as one of the most serious data breaches ever uncovered in the state. Concluding, the Assistant Commissioner said that today's court outcome should serve as a very clear warning to employees in all sectors.
It sends a very strong message to anybody who has access to a database in the workplace not to be snooping through it or passing on information to third parties. They will be caught and there will be very serious consequences for them.
It's emerged that three of the four Garda districts in Donegal cannot accept new Garda recruits because they don't have training capabilities. Meanwhile, new figures have revealed that the number of Gardaí in the traffic corps in Donegal has dropped by over 50% since 2010. Donegal GRA spokesperson is Brendan O'Connor. He says while the Donegal division will receive more new Gardaí as time goes on, there won't be major improvements in the short term.
Those figures come as no surprise to myself or any of the members I represent. The entire Garda force in Donegal has suffered severe cutbacks and reductions in numbers, but unfortunately the traffic unit, or the roads policing unit as it's now called, it has suffered disproportionately, as you say, with those figures.
The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, has vowed to fill those vacancies. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, there is increased recruitment to be gone in the Guard, and eventually we will see numbers materialising on the ground. But in the short term, the future is quite bleak in Donegal in relation to Garda numbers. We're not getting a significant share of those members that are coming through the training process, particularly outside of districts that have a training capability, which is most of Donegal. Three out of four districts do not have any training facilities, so we can't actually accept newly attested recruits.
Counsel for Noreen O'Sullivan at the O'Higgins Commission says his conscience is clear when it comes to challenging the motivation and credibility of Maurice McCabe. Colm Smith said he'd do it again despite knowing what he did now about what he's gone through personally since. Juliette Gash reports.
Colm Smith was Noreen O'Sullivan's senior counsel at the O'Higgins Commission, where he said he neither assailed nor attacked Maurice McCabe, but that he challenged his credibility and motivation. Counsel for the Garda whistleblower put it to Mr. Smith that it was wrong to challenge his credibility and motivation. Mr. Smith said he had a duty to act in the best interests of his clients, and when faced with allegations of corruption and malpractice, should he sit on his hands and not probe them? He said if he was asked to do it again, he would, even knowing what he'd been through personally since. The tribunal also heard there would be 2 more weeks of evidence before this module wraps up, with the final witness, Maurice McCabe. Juliette Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
It's emerged that despite the urgent need for fireproofing measures at the new block at Letterkenny University Hospital, work has yet to be carried out. The overcrowding crisis and ongoing pressures at its emergency department have been cited as the cause for the delay. The problem was first brought to the fore last June, with the HSE telling the Donegal News that the outstanding works are minor. However, the Cathaoirleoir of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, a member of the HSC West Regional Forum, says it is a cause for concern.
If the fire starts in that medical block and there's patients in the second or third floor, how are we going to get them out of there? How are we going to evacuate them with the overcrowding that there is? This is just an added burden on staff, and I think the hospital needs to look at this. And remember, Catherine, at the time I raised this, they said to me that it would cause no disruption whatsoever to the ward and to the block. Then why are they now using the fact that the hospital is overcrowded to say the work isn't being carried out?
When this issue was first raised back in June, the HSE did stress that there wasn't an immediate cause of concern. You don't agree with that?
No, if they find deficiencies, or whoever the consultants found deficiency in the fire safety of roofing off the building, then that's a concern, whether a small concern or a big concern. And we only see what can happen in situations where there isn't proper safety precautions in place. Like what we have here is there's holes between wards, there's holes between floors where flames can readily get up through. And not being too dramatic, but we can see what happens when flames and blocks can get up through a floor and to another floor and to another floor. But it's a fear and it's a strain now being put on staff and patients. You're in there wondering, okay, if a fire starts, the fire alarm will go off. I have no doubt about that. People will be notified almost immediately. But then how do we prevent the fire spreading within the building? How do we tackle the fire?
A Donegal councillor wants the authority to establish a forum to discuss issues affecting border communities and draw up strategies to attract more EU funding. Councillor Patrick McGowan says there are areas of Donegal where the border is a daily reality for people, and that's not appreciated by the government and by national agencies. He told a meeting of Stranorter Municipal District this week that the reality of the border is being specifically addressed in the new county development plan, and he wants that to be a springboard for more initiatives.
For the first time ever, within the Donegal County Development Plan, this is getting a section on its own. I would like to see the council now bringing together all the various communities and statutory agencies and sit down and having a forum and looking at it, and then somewhere down the line then to start looking at funding and carrying out feasibility studies as to what can and should be done. If we do come up with a good feasibility study, I think that Europe will be amenable to lending more support.
The Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht is to arrange another meeting next week with hopes of solving the ongoing debate over the Tory ferry service. It follows a previous meeting held last week on Tory Island, attended by Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh and department officials. In a statement today, the department said that it is continuing to examine possible options to resolve issues raised at that meeting, but that the process is still ongoing. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osburgh says a solution has to be found that's in the best interest of the island.
As much as I'm very disappointed that they haven't come back today, because that's what was agreed at the public meeting, I also do realise that these things can't be changed overnight. And like I said, I do believe the Minister's working towards finding a solution which is in the best interest of the Tory people. And unfortunately, that is taking a wee bit more time. At the end of the day, there has to be a solution found, and that solution has to be what's in the best interest of Tory Island.
A member of Derry City and Strabane District Council's Refuge Collection Services suffered serious facial injuries after he was attacked by a dog while on duty. The incident occurred on Wednesday last in the Bogside area of the city. The man was taken to hospital where he was treated for his injuries and has since been discharged. A spokesperson for the council has confirmed the incident is currently being investigated by the relevant agencies. The families of victims of the Birmingham pub bombings have moved a step closer to learning the names of those responsible. 21 people died in the blasts at two pubs in the city in 1974. A UK court ordered a coroner to reconsider his decision not to name the suspects in fresh inquests. Six men were jailed for the attacks, but their false convictions were overturned in 1991. Julie Hambleton lost her sister Maxine in the blast at a tavern in the town.
The government do not want us to know the truth. The government have papers. There are people out there who have written books, they've written films. We are calling on you. Anyone who has any information, please, please, we beg you, come forward.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, supporting this year's Operation Transformation. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 12 minutes past five, and with a busy weekend ahead in sport, let's hand over to Eoin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic games, and Michael McKiernan will make his National Football League debut in Tyrone's opener against Galway on Sunday. The Coal Island defender is the only newcomer in a strong right-hand side that faces the newly promoted tribesmen at Tuam. Attacker Conor Magaleski, who missed last season with a cruciate injury, is back and goes straight into the full forward line. And Ronan McNamee, who did not play in the pre-season Dr. McKenna Cup, returns at a fullback. Well, Donegal will make the 800-kilometre round trip this weekend to Kerry to kickstart their league campaign. Ryan McHugh, Hugh McFadden, Noor McNeilis are set to return, having missed last week's one over Armagh. Well, it looks like Nathan Mullins will be making his league debut at midfield in a Donegal shirt. Manager Declan Bonner says they're going to win in Kerry this weekend.
All the games are important, and we hope that when we go down to Killarney that we can get a performance out of the lads. And we're not just going down to make up the numbers, Oisin. We're going down there to be competitive, and our goal is ultimately to get 2 points out of it. If you're going to ask the question, would it be a disaster to be relegated? We don't want to be relegated. We would love to stay in Division 1, but it's not going to be the end of the world, because at the end of the day, the championship ultimately from our point of view is the goal, that we want to have all players there and, as I say, really firing on all cylinders.
There's more from Declan on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And if you can't make it to Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney this coming Sunday, you can tune Highlands Way from 1:45. We'll have the build-up and full live match coverage from Donegal against Kerry in that National Football League opener. I'll be joined on commentary by Martin McHugh. The other North West side in action this weekend in the league is, of course, Derry. They were relegated last year, and Damien McAuley's side start life in Division 3 with a home tie on Sunday afternoon against Westmeath. The three North West counties are also out on the Liddy's front, starting their campaigns in the league. Donegal welcome the All-Ireland champions Dublin to the O'Donnell Park for their opening Division 1 tie on Sunday. That one starts at 2 o'clock. We'll also have regular updates with Tom Comack from that one. While in Division 2 of the Liddy's, Tyrone are hosting Waterford and Derry are on the road in Wicklow. And it's going to be a busy Sunday because the National Hurling League action also swings into action. The Donegal interest here is in Division 2B as they make the trip to Ballina to play Mayo. Mark Higgins will be the man following the action from the 2 o'clock start there. Derry are also in Division 2B at Celtic Park with an earlier time of 12:30. They take on Down, and Tyrone are playing the hurling in Division 3A this year. Dungannon is the venue, and they will meet Warwickshire. So it's going to be a busy weekend on the football and hurling front for both the men and the ladies this coming weekend. And it's just as interesting at club level as well, because just 6 days after their postponed All-Ireland Junior semi-final, Setanta meet Munster Kingpins Ardmore tomorrow in Navan. Ardmore will be playing senior championship hurling in Waterford in 2018, and Setanta manager Paul Campbell says it's a tall ask for his side, but he knows that anything can happen in sport.
This will be the shock of the season now if we take Ardmore. If we can get a run on them in the first 10-15 minutes, upset their game plan. And I seen them in the Munster final. Look here, whenever Ballybacon of Tipperary put up against them, you know, Ballybacon pulled back to a point. Now they started to panic, and you know, they lost their shape, and their big players sort of disappeared for a while, and their fringe players started dropping balls. And look, if we can get at them in the first 10 minutes and upset them, you just never know what could happen.
And you can also tune Highlands Way tomorrow afternoon for full live coverage from that All-Ireland Junior Championship hurling semi-final between Setanta and Ardmore. We'll have the build-up from 10 to 1 tomorrow afternoon. Ray Jurek will be joining me in commentary there. And Moy, the Tyrone champions, are back in football action as well in that refix semi-final of the Intermediate All-Ireland Championship. They're taking on and Gaeltacht of Kerry at Semple Stadium in Thurles. Gaelic Players Association Chief Executive Dermot Early has stepped down from his role in order to resume his career with the Defence Forces. The former Kildare midfielder succeeded Desi Farrell last February and says the decision was difficult but the right one. GPA Chairman Seamus Hickey will take interim charge until a successor is appointed. One of the highlights of the Donegal sporting calendar takes place tonight. The 2017 Donegal Sports Star Awards will be held in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, with over 600 attending the sold-out event. The special guest will be former world snooker champion Ken Doherty, and the overall sports star for the year will be announced tonight later on. In soccer cross channel, Alexis Sanchez is set to make his Manchester United debut in the FA Cup tonight. The newly signed striker has gone straight into Jose Mourinho's squad for their fourth round trip to Yeovil Town. Sitting 21st in League 2, Yeovil are the lowest ranked side still in the competition, but the Reds had to dig deep to overcome their same opponents 3 years ago. Mourinho says he won't be taking any chances tonight.
We want to win. Manchester United played, I think, a couple of years ago at Yeovil, and they know the difficulties they felt. So we have to go with a very strong team.
Meanwhile, Arsene Wenger has confirmed Sanchez missed a drugs test on the day he moved to Manchester United and admits Arsenal were at fault. He added neither the club nor the player have anything to hide. West Brom's Republic of Ireland winger James McLean is likely to miss the trip to Anfield this coming weekend. The Derryman's been hit by a flu bug, which is also affecting a number of his teammates ahead of the clash with Liverpool. Sligo Rovers have confirmed the signing of Brazilian midfielder Eduardo Pincelli. The 34-year-old lined out for the Bitter Red in a friendly last weekend. He previously played in Colombia, Sweden, Malaysia, Italy and Cyprus. In the Irish League Premiership, the action starts tonight with Glenavon up against Warren Point Town, and Ballinamallard United are hosting Cliftonville. But the top two play tomorrow. The leaders Crusaders are at home to Carrick Rangers, and second place Coleraine, who sit just 1 point off the top, make the trip to Belfast to meet Glentoran. And the leaders by 6 points in the Irish Championship are Institute. The Derry side are playing Newry City, who sits third tomorrow afternoon. Stood currently six clear with the game in hand over the chasing pack as they look to build on their advantage at the top of the table. In golf, Welshman Jamie Donaldson leads the way after a weather-hit second day at the Dubai Desert Classic. He's 13 under par, a shot clear of the rest of the field after the first 36 holes. Rory McIlroy is 10 under par with 7 holes to play to finish tomorrow morning his second round.
It was hard waiting all day to go out there. Got off to a really good start, 3 under, 3-5. And then made my first bogey of the week on the 8th, which was a bad tee shot. I nearly got away with the par, but dropped shot. But it was nice to get a shot back there on 10 at the end of the round. And hopefully I can come out in the morning and make a few more birdies and get closer to the lead.
Paul Dunn and Graham McDowell are both at 4 under into the weekend. Darren Clark misses the cut after finishing 8 over. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are both 3 under heading into day 2 of the Farmers Insurance Open on the PGA Tour in America. Tony Finau will resume as the leader at 7 under. Patrick Harrington is alongside Tiger Woods at a level par. And tennis, Roger Federer is the first man in the professional era to reach a 7th Australian Open tennis final, where he'll face Marin Cilic on Sunday. The defending champion was leading 6-1, 6-2, when his opponent Wang Chang retired injured. The South Korean was struggling with a blister on his foot. Federer is pleased that he has a shot at a 20th Grand Slam title.
I'm just happy I'm in the finals, to be honest. That was the goal before the match today. Not under the circumstances I was hoping to or not planning with, but I played a good match and he struggled clearly with his movement, and I was able to take advantage of that, so I wish him a good recovery.
In motorsport, after 8 special stages of Rally Monte Carlo in the WRC, defending drivers champion Sebastian Ogier in the Ford leads by 14 seconds from Outenac in the Toyota. It's not been a good day for the Irish drivers. Chris Meek, 6th overall, sitting 2 minutes and 45 seconds down, while Craig Breen also had trouble today and he sits 5 minutes adrift in a 10th position. Locally tomorrow in rugby, our feature game will be from All-Ireland League Division 2C as Oma host Thomond. Also tomorrow in Division 2B, City of Derry are at home again to Barnhall. And among the Ulster Rugby Championship games tomorrow, Letterkenny are hosting Newry and Strabane are on the road to Belfast High School. The Boxing Under 22 National Championship Finals are on tomorrow in Dublin. Matthew McCall of Dunloe goes in the 64kg final, while in the female category Louisa Clark of Carndonagh will fight in the 57kg final. And on the athletics fronts, there'll be a number of athletes from the Northwest looking to impress at 2 events over the weekend. The Ulster Intermediate Master Cross Country is on tomorrow in Belfast, and then on Sunday it's the Junior and Under 23 Indoor Championships, which take place at the AIT Arena in Athlone. And that is it from the Sports Desk for today. Michaela, we'll be back with more action, of course, tomorrow afternoon at the earlier start of 1:50 to facilitate that All-Ireland semi-final as Setanta take on Ardmore.
Thanks, Oisín. And in news, Justin, Gardaí are currently at the scene of a serious road traffic collision on the Ardsmore to Gortahork Road. No further details are known. And for weather now, cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle extending eastwards overnight. More persistent rain will move in towards morning with highest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines. A former clerical officer at the Department of Social Protection in Letterkenny who received more than €20,000 in return for confidential information on social welfare recipients has been jailed today. Rory Lenehan, with an address at Ballydargan, Letterkenny, admitted 12 sample charges out of a total of 41. It's emerged that three of the four Garda districts in Donegal cannot accept new Garda recruits because they don't have training capabilities. Meanwhile, new figures have revealed that the number of Gardaí in the traffic corps in Donegal has dropped by over 50% since 2010. It's emerged that despite the urgent need for fireproofing measures at the new block at Letterkenny University Hospital, work has yet to be carried out. The overcrowding crisis and ongoing pressures at its emergency department have been cited as the cause for the delay. And the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht is to arrange another meeting next week with hopes of solving the ongoing debate over the Tory ferry service. It follows a previous meeting held last week on Tory Island, attended by Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh and department officials. In a statement today, the department said that it is continuing to examine possible options to resolve issues raised at that meeting, but that process is still ongoing. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Furter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shabrama has a column for it in the Prieve Scalty or Highland Radio. Glack and the Milcha Gael or Fudfad the Crinia Parch Evactus, Conor Gaeliga, Trasna and Adonta and Chacht and Shaw, Mark Hodge the Vlian the Gaeliga. Cutter two slash Jaloon, August Chucky Shake and Jerry and you. The Gael or Fudfad the Crinia Egtweetal as Gaeliga, O Erelayed Quigan Cheer, August the Buents Usage as Nahash Clibana, Trasna and Adonta, August Gaeliga Yavilis a Hortjeg. Be crave comorthus sclip gaelin, yavilis a hortjeg, shul in Araclan classach, clun tariff, jacadin ye shahogin, la hashturi, kyotori, rinkuri, agus auranihe, o ear von skullina land yelige ilahar, kerhut hus leshna comorthus igahinyaga clogger mwajin, lenadushina leve bronta igakar gujia kahars for nona. Comorthus talinye, the hudge forest negeliga ata an sclip ata jerihe, go sunrach nahir von skullina land gaeliga. Tá líonra leitir cean ag agrú session chailí ar an darna lá de mí fiúra ag lehanné seacht i globtá níomh annan leitir cean, chun tús a chur le blion na géalaige i ahílas a thartéag. Ba ceoltarí óga áitiúla ag teaspaint scoith an ceol ag an ócáid thóisialta agus cultúrtha, fáilte roimh ahananne le haghaidh ceol, craic agus bia siar an aisce, tacaithe ag cóirle chunda gúna nál. Be fela in le de Hianga agus Coulter Gaeliga Gaelic agus Altashe Arachtal eg Corlia Fermana agus Nahomi in Onad Alinia Nasruhilia an Omi Jusahansha. Be rangana Cardlana agus Kyol Koramon mar Farch Danila agus Tosnahi Nahemiti Erejaiha Klug la rangana Gaeliga de Olamori Gaeliga eg Bon Man agus Ard Level agus la rang Gaelic de Folamori eg Gath Level Kumai. Be Cardlan Araniachta le Noli Nichola, agus Cardlan Peberachta le Mark Carmichael Ria Tronona, agus Chokishe Conjeru le Kyolkurum le Nolin Nolo Dugan, agus Anvana Kyol Kawana Komai. Agus Coargehus le Farran Geosporachta Pobleskolgi Dor, Tarla O'Doherty, Lara Nigover, agus Clodin Nigalaher Ajiri Lo, and Priv Dush Nashanta Awanchama, Igamortus Hikain, Amalia Heklia, Arifna Shaktanya. Sin mo chuid se Éirí Gaillir, slán agus Bannacht.
the obituary notices for Friday evening, the 26th of January. The death has occurred of Jeremy Stevens, London and Ballyliffin, late husband of Michelle McFeely. His ashes will repose at 5 Ockram Heights, Ballyliffin, from 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Prayers at his late residence on Sunday at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Clonmany. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Down Syndrome, care of any family member or McFeely's funeral directors, Clonmany. The death has taken place in Omagh Hospital of Pat McLaughlin, 82 Moran Park, Newton Stewart. Pat's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to St Eugene's Church, Glenock, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to palliative care, Omagh Hospital, care of Paul Gallagher, funeral director, 12A Strabane Road, Newton Stewart. The death has taken place at Nazareth House Fawn of Sean McIver, Ballydurone, Burnfoot. Removal from Murphy's funeral home tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock, going to his son's residence at 15 Ballydurone, Burnfoot. Funeral from there on Monday at 10:15 to St Dingus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Nazareth House Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Strictly family only, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Albogovan Hospital of Isabel McCrossan, Greenfield Home and late of Marion Park, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her nephew Kevin McElroy's home at 3 Marion Park, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The sudden death has taken place at his residence of Joe Maxwell, Clochfin, Castle Finn. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 2 for service at Dunockmore Presbyterian Church at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunockmore Presbyterian Church or Chest, Heart and Stroke Association, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. And the death has taken place at his late residence of John Mark Alexander Carson, Teal Rocks, Newton Ards. Funeral service in St Anne's Parish Church, Upper Killult, Falkara, on Monday at 12 noon, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Marie Curie Hospice, care of S. Clark and Son Funeral Directors, 12 Court Square, Newton Ards.